2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
DFS Army PV, Aaron here. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's under that same handle I just gave you. I'm here to give you your kicker's corner for the week. I'm sorry I missed you guys last week. Things should be hopefully leveling out in my day job going forward, so I'll have my content out hopefully a little bit sooner to you. Luckily, I only cover the main slate, so we haven't missed too much. But I do want to jump right on into it, give you guys a chance to see my favorite kicker for the slate, and then we'll go over some of my GPP kicker plays once again. Right now, I think the smartest play is to follow the numbers. Going into week four, we actually have one kicker who has put up more numbers of kicks than anybody else by a substantial number. Sorry, I'm having a hard time talking over here as well. That kicker is going to be Ryan Succop. He is kicking from all ranges. He has missed one from 50 plus, but his volume right now is just crazy high. We have a Tennessee versus Houston. It's going to be a division game. A lot of divisional games tend to not go as high powered offense as they normally would if these teams didn't see each other two times a year every year for the last umpteen years. So one of the things that can happen is we can end up with kickers getting some really good game simply because the teams know each other so well. It is still hard for them to stop each other between the 20s, but once you hit that field goal range and the field shortens down, defenses have a much easier time of putting on the brakes. And that's where we can get some of the best kicking games, if you look back over the years, have come from divisional rivalries that have two solid teams, whether it's two solid offenses, two solid defenses, a solid offense versus solid defense, however you want to mix and match. And that's because the teams know each other well, so they usually play up to each other very well. And we get a lot of good stoppage in that kicking range. And if it tends to stay a little bit on the lower scoring side, not great for our fantasy production from our quarterbacks and running backs, but not a bad place to go for our kickers. So Succop becomes my favorite play. He is a road favorite, so we do have to temper some expectations. I actually only have him as a hybrid level kicker because he doesn't quite hit that safe floor of being home. For that, we have Matt Bryant, Dan Bailey. Check out Kicker's Corner on DFSArmy.com and get all of my information on why I like those guys for cash, as well as why I like some of my other hybrid plays. I would like to point out that if you're not a member of the DFS Army, you're listening to this for the very first time, I have a special promotion that gets you 20% off your membership when you join. You get full VIP access to every sport we carry. But I'll have more on that in just a second. But what I wanted to give you is a special promo code that saves you money because I like that people like kickers. I believe kickers are people too. And I think that if you're listening to a pod on kickers and you've made it to the 3.5 minute mark, you like kickers as well. So with that said, when you go to DFSArmy.com, type in the promo code KICKERS. That's KICKERS, unless I spelled that wrong somewhere along the lines. Go there. Before I continue on with my GPP plays, I do want to give you guys all a chance to get some more information on the DFS Army. So here that is.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army Podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA. Weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get two free ebooks, as well as the secrets to unlocking a new level to your game.
All right, so welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that. Remember to use that promo code KICKERS. Get that 20% off for as long as you hold that membership. It does not expire unless you cancel it. That 20% does not expire. So we've got our favorite kicker of the slate. I know I kind of cheated by just going with somebody who's getting volume, but let's face it, we need volumes when we're talking about kicks, because that's what makes us points. You know, that's why we like quarterbacks so much, because they touch the ball every play. So right now we have a dog who's annoying the hell out of me. What do you want? Are you excited about Ryan as well? Yes, you are. All right, so my dog is all in on the kicker. With that said, we have our GPP kickers coming up. So I'm going to flip the table. I went with the Greg Zuerlein, the Legatron. From our LA Rams. We're going to go with him as a GPP kicker. We've got Jason Myers as a GPP kicker, and we have Matt Prater as a GPP kicker. Last week, if you read my article, you would have seen that I did point out that Matt Prater, even though he only had two field goal kicks, they were from 50 yards. And while he looked like a terrible play on paper, it was a great spot to get a low-owned kicker with a chance to go off, and he went off for 19 points. Now, this week, he comes back in that same situation. He's almost a terrible play. If you look at everything, other than the fact that he now has some kicks behind him, which does definitely help. But I'm going to start with talking about him and why I'm putting him on the GPP and why he's not maybe a stronger play. First, we have him as the underdog, I believe. I believe that's where we're at. He looks like he's the underdog. We usually want kickers who are favored to win. His implied team total is only about 21 points. We want that over 24. So those are all bad. And again, he's on the road, and that's something else we usually don't look for. But just like this that last week, where this is another situation, though, for him to do really well. I don't think Detroit will have a problem moving the ball, just not maybe not getting in the end zone as well. Minnesota's got a nice defense, so this should be an area where we could get, again, some more of those 50-yarders that really add up quick. As well as, you know, some maybe 40 and 30s to go along with it. Extra point or two. All of a sudden, we're sitting at 15, 20 points, you know, and we're having a great old time. Great for GPP, but he does carry that risk of maybe 5, 6, 7 points. So do remember that. And the dog has kind of calmed down a little bit, so she's not as into Prater as well. I don't know why she is being so needy right now. So that was the first one I want to talk about. I also do want to talk about Greg Zuerlein. We have LA Rams traveling to Dallas in a game that's looking at a almost 50 point over under, but the Rams are a major underdog. And that's part of what brings us back down to that GPP only play. We're on the road. We're under 24 implied total. And you know, we're not the favorite. If we were at least the favorite, that we could pull kind of the suck ups in a lot of those same areas. So you can kind of see where the difference comes just a little bit. But the difference for me is suck up at least comes favored on the road in a divisional game. So I like that risk a little bit more as more of my favorite play. Although I will say suck up is not, again, cash safe for me. And that's a lot of the reason why, is he's not some of those things we look for. I just don't like the kickers who really are cash, or, you know, that fall under those categories this week as much. But we can kind of go into that in Slack if you want to hit me up. I don't want to talk for 2 hours on kickers as much as I would love to. You don't want to listen, and I get it. So we have Zuerlein, he's 7 for 7 on his field goals. I don't think this is a game where Rams are going to be scoring endless touchdowns, but I don't think this is a game where the Rams are going to start struggling to move the ball. They've been moving the ball very solidly for the first three games. We saw against San Francisco, they had a nice game. We even saw them stall out on the goal line. So we can kind of see that their game plan works pretty well when in open field, but it does rely a lot on some things going their way when they get towards the red zone. And again, while this might not make for the most exciting play, Zuerlein does have the ability to kick it from 50. He has the ability to kick it from 40. And that's quick points right there. So if he can get a kick from 50, a kick from 40, and a kick from 30, you know, we're happy with that. Right off the bat, we're happy. If he can get some extra points, and now we're bringing in some upside as well. He could put up a GPP winning 20, 21 points, you know, that thing that covers that weaker wide receiver. I don't see that as much with him being on the road. But again, it is a possibility. If he just gets 2 50-yard field goals, I think you'll find that he quickly starts getting to that GPP winning value. It's just a little bit on the rougher side. So we have two of our three kickers that I wanted to talk about. And the last one's going to be Meyer. Meyer was about 2 years ago one of my favorite plays for just about any slate. This week we have Jacksonville on the road again facing the New York Jets. New York Jets put up a wonderful game last week. That's fabulous. I'm so glad for them. But they're still the New York Jets, and I don't think they're going to be as good as they necessarily looked last week. Jacksonville has a great shutdown ability on their defense. They don't always pull it through, but they do have the great shutdown ability. Now we're looking at a 30-point over-under game. And I think a lot of that could easily be just the Jacksonville and struggles. One of the things I wanted to focus on this year, though, for GPP kickers was low total scores. And the reason for that was just because there's not a lot of touchdowns doesn't mean there aren't going to be a lot of field goals. We're looking for volume. If we're looking for volume, why wouldn't we look for volume in low-scoring games? We've seen games that have low totals where they go 12 to 15. Well, while that is terrible for our wide receivers, our quarterbacks, and our running backs, that is absolutely great for our field goal kickers. So we're not going to shy away from those. We're not going to play them in cash, but we're not going to shy away from them because they do have that ability to put up some points. Myers can have some accuracy problems. He's been okay this season. He's 7 for 8 overall. He's missed one from 30 to 39, and then he's had nothing from 50-plus. So he's not going to be one who's going to put up massive scores guaranteed every week. He's not somebody like Prater who has that, 50-yard, 2, 3, 4 of them a game type deal inside of him. He can kick from that distance, but there's a reason he doesn't have a lot of 50-yard attempts, and that's partially just probably some of the luck of the draw, and some of it's also just the fact that he wasn't somebody that you could trust for that. He wasn't all last year, he wasn't this year so far, and he really wasn't the year before that when I started doing all of this kicker write-up. But he does fall into that nice play with the New York Jets. What I'm hoping for here is we get a lot of great field position for Jacksonville. We won't need to move the ball a lot. We won't need them to go from their own 10, 15, 20, 25-yard line very often. I'm hoping we see them moving the ball from their own 30, 35, 40-yard line. That gets you to field goal range much quicker. Then maybe we can do some of our stalling out that Jacksonville can do. We did see them light up Baltimore, but that was in London where Jacksonville always plays off the charts. So we probably won't see that again. Maybe we won't. I don't know. Maybe we do. And maybe Myers becomes a terrible play because he gets no kicks. That's always a possibility. It happened with Giorgio 2 weeks ago. Oakland is sitting there driving the ball. They get the massive lead. They go, okay, we're going to go into rundown mode. They get into field goal range. They give the ball to the running back, and he breaks it for a 40-yard score. And you're like, okay, well, there goes that field goal. next up, they did it again. Next up, they did it again. I'm like, really? They finally stopped. that was terrible. So that made a bad week. We could also see the stall out. We had Oakland last week going into against Washington. Another great time for Giorgio. This is going to be a game where they're going to be competitive. Oakland wasn't even there. I don't even know where Oakland was. That's part of the reason we want to try to focus on these players at home more than on the road, because players at home perform above expectations more often than players on the road. And players on the road play under expectation more often than they don't. So that's, you know, that's why, again, roughly this week, though, it was a hard list to give you guys, because I wanted to give you guys some good plays. Gostkowski, he's costing you 5,100. He's had 5 field goals. I'm not saying he can't play, but against Carolina, I mean, what better place to play him? But he's had 5 field goals, and one of them's been from over 30. Like, that's not going to get you points. That's not worth 51. You have McManus, who's in a decent game. Lots of green on the board. But again, he's missed 2 field goals. Everything that was above 30 or 39 yards has been a missed field goal. I don't want to risk him having a bad game. I mean, he is at home, at least, where he gets the field advantage. But he also missed, I believe, both of these field goals at home. I'm almost positive both of them were at home. So, you know, and then you get down to, you know, Bailey. We have him on the list. So that was one of the ones I did like. One that I did not cover, and this one I won't lie to you, I did not cover, and I very well could, is Blair Walsh. So that's why I'm bringing him up here real quick. Blair Walsh is definitely in play. He's a cash safe. He's a GPP safe. I did not play him because I do not believe that Seattle and Indy is going to be the game that we're hoping it's going to be. I don't think Seattle's going to play as well. I don't think Indy's going to lay down as much as they think they are. Not that I think Seattle's going to have any issues winning here. But I do believe that we're going to have a game that's not going to be this great over-under. So it does bring a little bit of risk involved there. This is going to be a game that we're going to be really hoping on some great things to help us along. And I just noticed on my chart I put him as away and not home. So that was a mistake on my part. I had a terrible time getting my sheets together properly. The other thing is he's only had 5 field goals, and he hasn't had more than one from over the 40 to 50. So he's got some safe floor. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm now an Indy fan. I actually believe Seattle should stomp the heck out of Indy. But the problem, I just don't feel confident enough for me. For some reason, there's something just in the back of my brain saying this is too good to be true, maybe. So maybe it's just my own. I see a 13-point favorite. I just don't buy it. I never buy the 13-point favorite. So maybe that's the problem. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed my breakdown of kickers and my random ending breakdown of the Seattle game. I don't know where that even came from. I wasn't planning on going that in-depth. It was a 30-second planned speech. So anyways, I started rambling because I'm tired. It's time for bed. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Hit me up in Slack if you have any questions. I'll be working the entire weekend, but that doesn't mean I'm not ready to talk kickers with you. I look forward to it. If you have questions, you can hit me up on Twitter, DFS Army, PV Aaron. If you have other questions about non-kicker related issues, I'm still happy to answer those. I love kickers because kickers are people too, but I love football all around. So hit me up. Let's talk some more. I look forward to it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army Podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA. Weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get 2 free ebooks, as well as The Secrets to Unlocking a New Level to Your Game. Game.